Right, it's time for the mystery guest. I've got no idea who the person is or what they do. When the timer starts, I'll have 2 minutes of quick-fire questions to try and work it out. I know absolutely nothing about them. Good morning, mystery guest.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, very warm.
It is another warm one, isn't it? Are you coping all right in the heat?
Yes, I'm
good.
Fine.
Just getting on with it. Okay, I'm allowed a guess just from the sound of your voice. That's a tricky voice you presented with me there. Okay, because on one level I feel that you might have been in education, the teaching sector. You have that kind of feel about your voice. But on another side, I'm thinking it might be something creative. So I believe you are a potter.
No.
Do you make anything at all with your hands?
Yes.
Okay, so you do make something. Are you arty?
No.
Okay, so you make something with your hands. That is that your business?
It's a side of the business.
Okay, is it an important element of the business?
Not really.
Okay, is your business one that sells to the general public?
Oh, that's a difficult. Do we sell to the general public?
Okay, well, let's move on. We've only got 2 minutes. Do you have a shop on the high street, that kind
no.
of thing? You don't have a shop on the high street. Do you
no.
sell online?
Some of it, yes.
Okay. So is whatever your business is, you sell stuff? That's the bottom line.
Yes.
You do. Okay. And is what you do, does it provide a service for people?
Yes, provides a service.
It provides a service. So it's not so much artistic, it's useful.
Yes.
And is it useful to people like me?
I think it's useful to anybody.
It's useful for anybody. But it's not clothing or anything like that. Would I have it in my home?
No.
Would I have it in my garden?
No.
Would I eat this product?
Yes.
I would eat it. It's useful because you make your own cereal.
No.
Okay. Is it delicious?
Yes.
It's delicious. Okay. Is it a product that's a luxury product?
Considered a luxury, I suppose. Yes.
Okay. And is it a naturally occurring product from an animal?
It's a naturally occurring product, not from an animal.
It's not from an animal, naturally occurring from... okay. You make organic chewing gum.
No.
Okay. Is it something that would be at the centrepiece of a dinner party?
It could be.
It could be the centrepiece of a dinner party, and it's not organic chewing gum then, is it?
No.
Right, the time is up. Unfortunately, I didn't make very good headway there.
No.
Your name, please, and what you do.
I'm Hazel, and I run a chocolate fountain company.
Oh, yeah, okay. Chocolate, I say, yeah, I know. All good,
yeah,
all good.
Difficult.
I should have done better there. Fountain company. Now, when did you start this? Did you start it years ago when it was really emerging as the sort of fun thing?
Yeah, we started it in 2005.
Okay, now chocolate fountains are big deals at weddings, all those kind of things. So I guess is that your main market now?
Yes, yeah, weddings, proms, big proms, birthdays. I mean, I do also make chocolates, so that question did throw me a bit because I make chocolates as well, so I sell chocolates as well. But yeah, we go anywhere that wants to book chocolate fountains at Dorset, basically.
How many chocolate fountains do you own?
We own probably about 12 fountains in
okay.
all. Complete,
okay.
all different sizes, you know, massive, small. So we could do dinner party or we could do a prom for 500, 600 people.
Okay. And do they... This is a bit of a silly question, really, but do people say, this is what I want? I want a dark chocolate one, or I want a mixture of dark chocolate and milk chocolate, or because there must be only a certain amount. Do you do like a salted caramel one? Do you do different flavoured ones?
We basically do anything, and we do either two fountains or some three fountains. So we send out samples of chocolate, and you choose which three or two you would like, and we do caramel, strawberry, coloured, anything.
Yeah. I mean, being in this business, Hazel, have you had enough chocolate, do you think, for your entire life?
We eat chocolate every day. Every day.
Do you? Good for you.
We wouldn't. We thought, well, at least that will get rid of our chocolate addiction. It hasn't worked. We eat chocolate every day.
Okay. Bearing in mind, Hazel, that you own a chocolate fountain company, called Chocolate Fountains of Dorset, and you've been doing this for years and years and years. Yes. Where have you settled with regards to your favourite chocolate? What do you eat the most?
My husband is a dark chocolate fan.
Got you.
And I really am milk. But there is a new chocolate called caramel chocolate, and that is gorgeous. Salted caramel chocolate, which has just come out, that we use, and that is amazing.
I like the fact you're still loving chocolate. That's an important part of the business.
Love it.
I didn't get anywhere near guessing, Hazel, but you've been a lovely mystery guest. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
And you, there's Hazel Wilding. Chocolatefountainsofdorset.co.uk is where you need to go. And essentially, there are lots of pictures of beautiful chocolate fountains in lovely surroundings with loads of dishes of all sorts of different bits and pieces that you can put on those long wooden sticks and enjoy.